2,000 RSD supporters took to the streets of Port-au-Prince, protesting the ouster of the former president. Many church leaders are calling for the population to rise up and demand the return of Aristide, but the self-declared military authority is warning against congregating in the streets. People in the northern Haitian city of Cap-Haïtien, where the military is now in total control, are accusing these newly uniformed men of extortion. Meanwhile, 1,000 U.S. Marines are patrolling the streets of Port-au-Prince, and 200 French troops are also on the ground in Haiti. FSRN's Deepa Fernandez and Cody Emmanuel report from Cap-Haïtien that, as the U.S. presence is asserted more forcefully, people on the ground are saying Haiti will be the next Afghanistan.
It now appears that a campaign has begun around the country to also oust Prime Minister Yvonne Neptune. Voice of America Radio here in Haiti is reporting this morning that what they describe as human rights groups in Gonaïves are calling for Neptune's resignation due to his support of the pro-Aristide gangs, the Chimère, and his support for the Haitian police force, which the groups say are responsible for murders and lootings. Danny Apaid, leader of the opposition group 184, is using the media to put out his message.
We ask the authorities to respect the political process. Political decisions will be made by a civilian coalition government responsible for uniting all Haitians, disarming those that pose a threat to the security of the country. The population must be secure.
However, many people in Cap-Haïtien, which is one of the more stable cities right now in terms of security, do not buy the rhetoric of the opposition. People here are very well aware that the United States is pulling the strings. Leslie, a father of two in Cap-Haïtien, says the people need to question the opposition's statements.
We are supposed first to say who gave them the weapons. I'm sure that they couldn't make these decisions by themselves. I'm sure that there is a complicity with people that were armed to make the attacks. And we are asking to ourselves, if the American people do not have a plan to do something, that we will discover later. But we know that there is always a struggle for controlling this country.
Early yesterday, the U.S. demanded that the opposition forces put down their arms, which was met by an angry reaction from leader of the armed opposition, Guy Philippe. Philippe initially told the U.S. that his men would not disarm until the pro-Aristide gangs were apprehended. And while it seems the opposition is upset that they're not being rewarded accordingly by the U.S. for their work in ousting Aristide, Mario Toussaint, a civic engineer in Cap-Haïtien, says the opposition were merely a pawn used by the U.S. to win their immediate goal of regime change.
Everyone knows how Aristide left and what has developed in the country since. But what's going on now, we believe, was already set in motion since the fall of Duvalier, when the Americans basically put into place a plan that will allow them to take over Haiti with the approval of international community.
This morning it's reported that Guy Philippe has agreed to disarm his men after meeting with French and American military officials. Philippe says he will soon travel to the provinces to make sure his armed forces put down their weapons. Leaders of the armed gangs in Gonaïves initially refused to disarm, but this morning the leaders acquiesced. Toussaint finds it ironic that after arming a gang of disparate men, some with criminal histories, the U.S. now wants them to hand over their weapons. Toussaint sees this as part of a greater American plan to create chaos, which will then allow them to rule the country.
When the Americans allow the FRAP to rule, you have to understand that this is the Americans retaliating because our government has criticized their imperial policies. Haiti's case was turned over to the CIA, and in typical CIA fashion, the country was plagued with infighting and destabilization tactics were used. Haiti was not the first to receive this treatment. This is part of the American protocol. If you give them problems, they'll respond accordingly.
Meanwhile, across Haiti, inflation is skyrocketing. The price of transportation and many basic food staples has doubled in the last few days. Concerns are growing that as more people get desperate, they will resort to using weapons to get what they need. From Cap-Haïtien, with Cody Emmanuel and Deepa Fernandez.